Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you some more mental entitled parent stories, so let's get straight into the first one. I have 10,000 followers on TikTok. I'm famous. My spoiled sister who refuses to get a job. Rant. I've always been on my little sister's butt trying to get her to work. Long story short, our parents made me get and keep a job at 15 or they threatened to kick me out. Now, while our parents spoil her and aren't pushing her to get a job, they'll suggest places for her to work, but never say get a job or get out like they did with me. She's 21, had a job for 2 months, walked out after deciding she didn't like it, and has never worked again after that, claiming trauma from her previous workplace as an excuse not to find a new job. She went to college for one semester, but quit after she realized the teachers slash other students weren't going to do her homework for her. The moment anything involves effort on her part, she quits. She has zero work ethic. She's used to giving my parents puppy dog eyes and getting her way. Shocking when the rest of the world doesn't work like that. Last time we spoke, I told her she should be looking for work, even if it's part-time. My mum tried to get her a job. My mum's company needed temp checkers in their security gates. Part-time, 20 hours a week, $25 an hour, incredible opportunity for my sister. All she had to do was apply and she would have been given the job, but no. My sister instead said, "I don't need to work. My followers send me money. They buy me gifts too." That is not a stable income. What happens when you want to move out? You need a steady job. I have 10,000 followers on TikTok. I'm famous. My videos have almost 70,000 views.
You need a lot more followers and views to be considered famous.
Sure, right. Like you know anything about TikTok.
I may not use TikTok, but I know how being an influencer works. You need millions of followers.
Whatever, this is just to hold me down until the big stuff happens.
What big stuff?
Oh, you know how it goes. TikTok is where agents discover talent. I'll be seen and I'll be found. An agent will get me a big job on camera and I'll be really famous. I'll make so much that I won't have to work, so shut up and stop bugging me about getting a job.
You do realize that acting isn't an easy job. The days are long, longer than the typical 8-hour workday. There's makeup and costumes and doing scenes a million times until the director thinks you got it. I have a lot of theatre experience. I know it's not Hollywood, but acting is a tough job no matter where you're doing it.
Oh, just shut up.
She stormed off into her room and started crying, her typical behavior when someone won't tell her what she wants to hear. My dad and I got into an argument later about it. He says it's not right of me to crush her dreams. I'm not crushing anything, I'm being honest with her. Her followers have sent her a grand total of $384 since she started her TikTok a year ago. Two followers sent her presents for her birthday after she posted a vid begging for gifts. I saw the vid, she claims that her family neglects her and forgets her birthday every year. She's not famous. She's not making anywhere near enough to claim she doesn't need to work. Her chances of getting discovered are nearly zero. She needs to get her head out of her own butt and take a realistic look at the world. But she won't because my parents coddle her and let her stay in her fantasy.
This is a tough one, guys, because I get it. A lot of people who are youngsters now want to be famous on the internet or, you know, create content that people want to see. I get that a lot of people want to do that, but you have to have some sort of realism. Firstly, unless you are just incredibly talented, like the...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Top 0.0001% of people that are talented, entertaining, that sort of thing, you're going to find it very difficult to achieve any sort of success unless you are extremely lucky. Same in my case, I tried like 6-7 different other YouTube channels before this one. None of them worked at all, but like barely over 100 subscribers. You just gotta get lucky sometimes and be in the right place at the right time. But that happens to a very few amount of people. You know what? 10,000 followers on TikTok, I must say, that is quite a good achievement. 10k followers is no mean feat, and to get that, it suggests that your sister is doing well. The problem with TikTok is that you can't really monetize the content on there that well at the moment unless you are a massive, massive creator. And yeah, $380 or whatever, that's not going to pay the bills. The thing that I don't like about your sister, I'll be honest, is that she's turned down an insane job. What was it? $25 per hour for 20 hours a week. Just simple maths there, guys. What's that? $500 a week? That is pretty insane for doing a part-time job, I've got to be honest. A lot of people don't get that just usually. What was that? $500 a week for the entire year is what? 25k? That's pretty insane for someone that is so young and it's a part-time job. Hope I got the maths right there. That's kind of embarrassing. But yeah, she needs to have a little bit of a better attitude. Keep doing the TikTok, but that doesn't take up all your time. Do a job as well. Get some money. By all means, keep doing the TikTok on the side because that is your passion. But yeah, getting money is quite important as well. Let's just say that. Now for our next story. Guy hits on me during a funeral, gets embarrassed, and thinks he deserves a date. Sadly, one of my co-workers passed away last week. Because of COVID, the official funeral was very small and family only. So his department threw him a celebration of life slash informal funeral at a park with some of his friends and family over the weekend. I wore a simple black dress and a black face mask. I get to the park and right out of my car, I feel eyes on me. I quickly head to my group, but about halfway there, a guy walks up next to me and starts sweet talking and complimenting my butt. I know this guy. He's a co-worker who clearly doesn't recognize me with a mask on. I pull my mask down and say, "Hey, great weather we're having," trying to embarrass him. He stutters and backs away from me. "What the heck, OP?" He shouted so loudly that most of the party looked at us. I rolled my eyes and continued into the funeral. After about an hour, he finds me again and tells me I owe him a date for embarrassing him in public. Really? You're using your departed co-worker's funeral to get a date? Suck my pee-pee. I made sure the surrounding people heard me. Co-worker got a bunch of nasty looks and left shortly after. He doesn't work in my building and I'm a little higher up on the food chain, so I literally have zero F's to give about our interactions. Alright, I'll be honest, I'm all for shooting your shot. I mean, I'm not sure I'd personally compliment someone's butt when I've just met them, but to do so at a funeral? It's just, do you have like any awareness about your surroundings at all? Like, that's just not the place to do it. Your co-worker's just died, man. I can't even believe I have to say this to you, but why at a funeral of all places? Again, I don't mind having a go, but there, no, that's just not the done thing. OP, fair play for embarrassing this guy because he clearly deserved it, not only for complimenting your butt, but for doing it at a funeral as well. Just weird. And then afterwards saying, "Oh, you embarrassed me back there. Now you owe me a date." Yeah, you're not sure that's how it works, mate, but, you know, maybe I'm missing something here. Just a very strange story. There's no way you deserve a date for being an idiot, is there? It's like, come on. Hey, I know our co-worker just died, but who cares about him? Let's go on a date. It'd be great fun. Nice. Come on. Now for our final story. Lady thinks she pays for us and refuses to wear a mask. This happened just a few days ago, and I really had to share this story because in times like these, the stupidity of some people really shows. I'm working now in a museum on a fortress. We finally could open again and still have a strict face mask rule. So you must wear a face mask while you are in the museum. It also is important to know that we have a rule if people with a medical certificate who don't need to wear a mask want to come in. We ourselves have to decide if we let them in when there are already a lot of people in the museum. And they must show us the medical certificate and the ID because we had a ton of fake ones in the last few months. I was in the entrance area when a group of people came in, so I told them the usual stuff, that they have to lock their big backpacks into the lockers and put their masks on, please. They all followed this except for one woman. I told her that she should please put on her mask, but she responded with a, "Why?" I told her that is our rule in this building and it's for her own security. Then she claimed that she had a medical certificate, and of course I wanted to see it and her ID, but she refused. She then told me in a really not friendly way that she does not have a mask, and I said I can't let her in. But in our museum shop, we now sell masks for a cheap price so she can get one there. She responded, "But I don't want to buy a mask. It's okay,
I haven't got sick in months. I told her that I don't care and that she must wear a mask or she should leave. And this was the point where she got really annoyed. She yelled at me that she bought the tickets and paid for them with her own money. And that she is the one who is responsible so that we get our money at the end of the month. And a whole bunch of BS. Luckily, my co-worker showed up. A very funny guy who sometimes wears a cap with a big white security on it. We are not actually security, but more like little guardians of the museum. He then told her in a fast, loud way, because he must have heard the whole thing, that it does not matter if she was here or not. Our fortress is in a state group as all castles and forts in this area are. We always have tons of people coming to us, and she is not special and does not pay us. And if she would not leave, he had to call the police and that they would be here fast and it would not be cheap for her. People who don't wear a mask, even when asked, can pay up to a 300 euro fine here. He said this in such a strong way that this woman just looked at him angry, but also left. The best part of this was that she came back later with a mask on her face this time. You know what I find crazy is even after all this time, even after lockdown, even after, you know, hundreds of thousands of people dying, people still don't understand that face masks are not to benefit you. Like, it's not about you not getting sick, it's about you not infecting other people. If everyone wore a face mask, the chances of everyone getting ill would go down, and they have gone down. So I don't know how people still don't understand this after such a long time. What I really hate about this story is that she keeps going on about her payment. Like, lady, if you're paying 10 euros to get into a museum, no one cares. It's not going to make much of a difference, is it? I mean, you've got thousands of people coming into this fortress, I assume, especially given what you and your security friend OP are saying. That's just way too entitled. It sounds like she's saying that we pay your wages or she pays your wages, when in reality, that is just the opposite of what happens. They could not care less if you came in. And to be honest, given your level of entitlement, lady, I'm pretty sure they prefer you not to come in again. And then the fact that at the end of the story, you come back in with a face mask on, it just proves that you knew you were wrong all along. You were just trying to be difficult. Ugh, what an entitled woman. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. Make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you're not already, so you never miss one of my daily videos. Also, if you want a long film right away to watch of all Entitled Parent stories, it's on screen right now, and it's about what, 1 hour 40 minutes long. If you're really that bored, I mean, go ahead and watch it. It's a good video. It's my best ever Entitled Parent stories from the last however many months, compiled into one awesome long video. So yeah, if you haven't seen it, go ahead and watch it. With that all being said, I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new upload on the channel. See you later, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.